This is Miss Melis, the bathtub mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. This story cycle is called Mirror, Mirror. 31 voices caught in the glass, each one telling you what they saw when the reflection stopped obeying. Remember, mirrors don't copy, they collect. And sooner or later, they show you what they've been saving.
Toronto, 2025, October 5th. Night shift at the shopping centre is dull, except for the mirrors. I'm supposed to watch the cameras, but it's the mirrored shop fronts that get me. At 3 a.m. they reflect nothing but me. Me all down the corridor like dominoes. Last night I walked my round and saw myself half a second late. Not on CCTV, on the glass. My arms at ease, my reflection's fists clenched. I stopped dead. The reflection didn't. He kept walking for 2 steps. Then he froze, as if caught, and snapped back into place. I told myself I was tired. Except the cameras don't lie, right? I went back to the monitors, rewound. There I was, hands loose. The mirror version wasn't recorded, only the real one. But when I looked up, the reflection on the blank screen grinned at me, teeth sharp and ecstatic. My own mouth was shut. I've worked nights 10 years. Seen rats, thieves, fires. Nothing rattled me like that smile. Tonight I'm bringing a flashlight, as if light makes a difference.
You've been listening to Mirror, Mirror from the Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub. This podcast is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. For show notes, including links and references, please visit bathtubmermaid.com. Remember, bubbles fade, but voices don't. Keep swimming and resist.